Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My companies are New Harvest Ventures LLC and New Harvest Realty Inc. Our BRE number is 020-13694. You can reach us at 909-694-2221 and or email me at anthony@anthonypatrick.net with any requests or real estate questions. With me on my show today is my beautiful wife, Mindy, and Pam Stevens with And For Us Promotional Products. Everybody want to say hi today.
Hello.
Hello, listeners. It's blessed to be here.
Well, we're recording from our office today and Pam from her home, as you guys can see that. This coronavirus is, let's talk about a good thing. It's bringing families back together. So, you know, I see a lot of people walking their dogs and things of that nature. But before we start, I would just like to say a little prayer, a quick prayer here. Father God, just bless our country as we go through these times of trouble, and let us put our faith in you instead of blaming each other's political parties and blaming each other and fighting each other. Bring peace to us, Lord, and let us unite as one. And this I ask of you, in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Pam, I didn't hear you, Pam. We want to say that?
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So before we get started, hey, Mindy, I know real estate's kind of, it's still going because I still see people, you know, buying houses, but we'll talk more about that on other shows. But I still believe you need to promote because, you know, businesses and people are still buying homes. I know it might come to a slower, a stop, you know, and I don't say a stop, people will still buy, but you know, I see us as investors have slowed down unless it's a really great deal. We're adding another 20 to 25% on buying houses for cash, meaning we need off the purchase price that we want to buy it for. So how do they get a hold of you, hon?
Yes, you can call me direct. My name is Mindy from New Harvest Realty at 909-297-0425. Or you can email me at mindy@newharvestrealty.com.
Thank you, hon. So I just want everybody to understand that the purpose of our show is to help you have a better understanding of all avenues of real estate. Have someone you can call for free to guide you to the right direction. We have Pam, of course, with any promotional products. And, you know, Pam knows I'm just into Mr. Promotional. I just promote everything. And we'll talk about that. She laughs. But at the end of the day, we're here to help you through tax liens, through the big D word, through divorce. We're here to guide you and help you. Instead of the lawyers getting the money, you guys take the money and start your new lives. We also have Elite Home Inspection. We're a one-stop shop. So we're here to help you to invest. If you need to invest, you can give us a call. If you need guidance, again, my companies are Christian-based organizations. So we're here to help you. It's not about us. God has blessed our team with values and morals, and we're here to help you. So again, understand my team has over 145 years of experience. So we've been through everything, not quite like this, but we've been through depressions and downtimes, a lot of our team members also too. So again, if you want to talk, give us a call at 909-694-2221. But also too, we still buy houses for cash. So you can call my nephew, Raymond Ramirez at 949-945-3504. We're here to help you. So please give us a call. So again, during these times, anything you need or anything about, we also have Sam Hagen from Franklin Financial, about refinancing your houses and call us and just to talk about, what your thoughts on real estate are right now. So again, my guest today is Pam Stevens with And For Us Promotional Products. Well, that name, And For Us, and it's And with the number four and us. So Pam, I called her Tam. Pam, could you tell us about your company and the name of your company?
Well, the name actually started out as a new direction for us. Originally, I just wanted, because we were going in a whole new direction when we opened up promotional products. We had been in the automotive and machine shop industry. And so going into promotional products was kind of like a new direction. And I put in for that for a name with the state for a corporation. And they sent back, said, no, you can't have that. So we said, added for us on the end. So it became a new direction for us. And over the years, it's just gotten shortened to And For Us. Our website is www AND4US.com. So that became AND for us, and that's how we came to it. So
thank you, Pam. So tell our listeners what you do, not just for us, because we'll be here all day, but for in general what you do. And it's a two-part question. You know, in other words, Pam, what I'm saying is it's gonna be a two-part question in a sense, just like the other question. It's like, so what do you do for businesses that are just starting out, like my guy Joe Vargas, who's really just killing it right now in the business.
Joe had a logo already, so we didn't have to design a logo. We help people with everything from logo design all the way up through doing promotional products. And we, in simple terms, we put your name on. It doesn't matter whether it's a banner or an ink pen or a coffee mug or a flag or a shirt or a hat or beanies. I mean, you know, Joe did a lot of the different things for wearables so that he can be recognized when he's out. He looks professional, which is very, very important, because when you're walking up to somebody and they don't know who you are, that's a big deal right now. I mean, more so than it's ever been, is for you to be able to identify who you are and that you're a business and that you're legitimately at a location and not doing things you shouldn't be doing. So basically we help with all of that and marketing and branding. We put your name on it. And so you, sir, have done a wonderful job with that. You are.
So it's funny. Amazing. You know, I understand that, but I didn't mean to cut you off there, but it's funny because I have like every Nike shirt I own or every Nike, I don't know if they can't see this, but everything I own. And the other day, Mindy and I went out and we were in a suit and I was in a suit and she goes, I'm surprised you don't have New Harvest Ventures on your shirt there, your nice dress shirt. And guess what? It was one of the ones you did and I did. So you couldn't really see it, but it was there, Pam. It was there. So. But and I still think my dog Brody would have been better on Joe's logo than the lion, but that's okay, to each his own.
Well,
yeah. So Pam, here's a two-part question. What makes promotional product marketing different from other marketing, and why do you recommend promotional product marketing platform?
Well, I have a saying, and I've just added this saying. It's one that I found on the internet. It says, he who has a thing to sell and goes and whispers in a well is not so apt to get the dollars as he who climbs a tree and hollers. And what it amounts to is promotional products holler when you're not even there. If somebody has an ink pen or a cup or a shirt, even if it's a t-shirt and they're one of your t-shirts and they're walking down in the mall or park now, because nobody's walking in any malls, it's there to talk for you when you're not there. And name recognition, people like to do business with people that they know, that they recognize the name, and they like them, and they trust them. Those are important things, and they're more important right now with what's going on than ever, ever before. So it doesn't matter, you know, how you market as much as that you're out there marketing. And promotional products are a great way because you're giving them a gift. And that's saying, thank you. Thank you for considering me. Thank you for doing business with me. Promotional products, I mean, 88% of promotional product recipients actually remember the name of the advertiser who gave it to them.
Right.
83% of those people like receiving them. And 85% of them do business with those people. So that's an important little group there. I mean, even if they've never done business with them before, they will consider it. And that's... If it didn't work, people like McDonald's, people like Microsoft. Microsoft for many, many years, and I don't know if they still are now, but for many years was the biggest buyer of ink pens of any company in the world. Now, you wouldn't think that they'd buy ink pens because they wanted you to type everything on your computer, but they also wanted you to think about it. And people still use ink pens. People still write, no matter what. So it's very, very important to keep your name out there, and you want to keep your name out there with something that they're using. Something that they keep with them.
Okay, so you have like millions of items, and I probably bought 500,000 of them already with all my advertisers, I swear. But at the end of the day, how do you choose like what item works for your company, you know, like other companies? I know with mine, I've called you. Yes, I have. Like, I don't know why I'm one of those guys, and all my guys will attest to this. I've called you at 1 a.m. is like, oh, Pam, I got a and you answered your phone, and it's like, oh my God. So if you can just give us a brief,
no matter,
40 second, just like, how do you help somebody pick their product?
We ask them questions, who they're marketing to, what their target market is, what they're trying to accomplish. Are they trying to say thank you to a customer, or we'd like to do business with you? What's your budget, your time frame? And then, you know, then we kind of produce from there. I mean, promotional products are pretty much limitless. I mean, the only thing you're limited by is your budget and your time frame. No matter what you want to do, I mean, it can be done. We can make little bobbleheads, which you and I have talked about, but they can get very expensive if you're only doing 10 or 12 of them. If you're doing 1,000 or so, you know, it's a different thing. So it's everything from lip balm to wireless mouse pads, paper airplanes. All of this kind of stuff can all be done in a promotional product and giving away as a gift. And that's the important thing is you're giving somebody something which makes them want to give something back to you.
Pam, that was great information. So, hon, I know this time, every time we talk with Pam, we can talk forever. So can you take us to the break, please?
Absolutely. You have been listening to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back after the break to talk more about why promotional products work for your business.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. We are talking about today about why promotional products work for your business. Our guest today is Pam Stevens with And For Us Promotional Products. On our first segment of the show, we went over how do products work in general, not only for us, but for others? And why do you need promotional product to market your business? And with over a million items on your website, Pam, how do you help your clients choose?
So, Pam, we're going to continue on that because this is a good topic right here. So I know you wanted, we talked at the break, you wanted to talk a little bit more and touch on this part. So go ahead.
Yeah, we do, because like we'll get people that'll call us every now and then. They say, you know, we're going to a 4-day event. There's going to be 10,000 attendees, which right now, I mean, that doesn't sound like something we're going to be doing in the near future. But as an example, they'll want to get 10,000 pens at 20 cents each because they want to spend $2,000 on their marketing on this. And we always tell them, you're not going to talk to 10,000 people in 4 days. It's pretty much impossible unless you're going to be on the stage. So you need to think about giving something that's nicer, because what I look at is if you won't use that pen to write with, chances are your clients are not going to either. You want something nice enough that they're going to keep it. We have a client that we do business cards for. He always does really expensive. I mean, some of his business cards cost almost $1 a piece. It's nothing for him to spend 80 cents a piece for business cards, but he wants them so nice that people don't want to throw them away. People don't want to put them in their desk drawer. They want to carry them. They want to keep them. They want something nice. So it's better to spend a little bit more on an item. Like you always use Nike shirts. They're nicer shirts. And it's better to spend a little bit more and have something that somebody's going to keep and use rather than something that's cheap and they're just going to throw it in the trash.
Hey, Pam, you know what, though? I'm not a big business card fan anymore. I don't know about you. They work for some people. You know what I mean?
They do for some people.
But, you know, now they have that virtual where you can build a business card online and you just text somebody.
But again, that depends on who you're doing business with.
Right. But my thing is, what I'm getting to is, like, I have everything what I use, but the cards I'm not a big fan of anymore. What I'm a fan of, what you've put in and instilled in my brain, is like you give letter openers, pins, you give, you know, now the cloths to wipe your phones down, hand sanitizers, you know what I mean?
Things all of that those nature. Things are a form of a business card. It's
right,
it's,
exactly.
It's their form. Right, and it's right. Nice enough that they want to use it and not throw it away. So it's a form of a business card. And it just depends on, and you have to think about that. You have branded New Harvest Ventures as a logo at every opportunity. I mean, we've done banners for outside the car wash when people drive outside the car wash. We've done banners for basketball courts, soccer teams, softball teams, you name it, when it comes to kids teams. So that when somebody's thinking about something, I mean, you did lanyards one time for all your coaches, or not coaches, but your
yes, there were coaches. Umpires. You're right. You're correct. Coaches. Coaches.
Oh, what the coaches. Correct. Okay. Uh-huh. But by doing that, when somebody needed something, they recognized your name. When they wanted to get rid of a what was it, a grandparent's house or something like that?
Right. It was a duplex in Fontana. That's we still have to this day because of you. It was a rental property, a great cash cow for us.
There you go. So it's kind of thinking outside the box, but it's also thinking, get the name out there, get it recognizable. And you, whatever you do, whatever you get, make it nice enough that people want to keep it and use it. We use your puppies for marketing. That's another great thing that people use for marketing, is if you've got some sort of little, people call it a gimmick, but it's not really a gimmick. I mean, your puppies are very, very important to you, but it also makes people smile and people know that you love animals. And that's important. It's important for people to feel comfortable for you. And if somebody's a dog lover or an animal lover, for them to know that you are too, they're relating to you. And that's important. You want people to be able to relate to you. And it's also a great conversation piece. People walk up to you. I know we've done the little coats and the jackets for the dogs and stuff like that. And they start out looking at the dogs, but guess what? Afterwards, they remember that logo that was on their back, you know.
Right, exactly. Mindy always has her business cards when we go walking with our dogs. So in real estate, what do you recommend? You know, what items do you recommend for the real estate companies out there, or the agents?
Well, there are so many. We of course recommend the common things like pens, crayons and coloring books and small toys for the kids to kind of keep them busy while you're talking to the adults. In other words, especially if people are sitting in an office, you know, and they've got a little kid bouncing around everywhere, if they can color on a coloring book or play with, you know, some silly putty or something, that can keep them distracted so mom and dad can carry on some negotiations, because they can't always have a babysitter, especially nowadays. But we also do balloons, magnets, lip balms, hand sanitizers, travel mugs, you know, there's just a million different items. We have a realtor that does, you know, things like beach balls and grocery bags and things like that. Anything that can keep your name there. Another great idea is tape measures. I mean, how often when you're looking at a house, do you want to know, well, you know, what size are the drapes going to be there? Will the couch fit in that area? I mean, I've got a great big, you know, king size bed. Is a king size bed going to fit in this master bedroom? So things like that, that people can use. Years ago, I mean, we go back 32 years when we were in the machine shop, I was given an ice cream scoop with it. And I, to this day, have that ice cream scoop. I still remember Dan, who gave me that ice cream scoop. So it's making sure that you have something that will keep their name. So if somebody buys a $400,000 house from you, for you to leave them an ice cream scoop, figure out your cost per impression. I mean, yes, they might not use that ice cream scoop every day, but I guarantee you they won't forget you. That's right. The important part. Key tags. You can do a really nice laser engraved metal key tag. When you give them the keys to their house, you've got all your information on there. And I always tell realtors, especially, make sure that you put your contact information on there. I mean, I don't care what real estate company you work for, make sure that your personal contact information is on there, because that's important. You know, it might be 10 years before they look for another house or want to sell that one, but you want them to be able to remember how to get in touch with you, because you're not going away. So We do cutting boards, office items, phone chargers. There's a lot of different things that we can do. Big thing is to call and talk.
So my thing is, you know, the design work and logos, how long does that take, you know, to get everything together? So by the time you get the design work and then the item comes, how long does that all take for them to get it out to their customers?
I usually tell people to allow a couple of weeks for most items. Right now, it just depends on, I mean, we've got people that will produce things in 24 hours, but on the average, from the time that you say, okay, I want, let's say the little cloths for cleaning your glasses, from the time that we actually create it and do a mock-up and you say, yes, this is a go, to the time that you actually get it, is approximately 10 working days, which is 2 weeks in my book. And that allows for getting the artwork done, getting it approved, getting it in. I still have to reapprove it once, even though I've done a mock-up, I still have to reapprove it with them to make sure that nothing gets lost in translation being sent over the internet. And then they get it produced and get it shipped back out. So there's a couple of weeks involved there. We've done it faster, but it's not the norm. So, and we do help people design their logos. That can take anywhere from a few days to who knows, because it just depends on the complication. The one thing I recommend with people whenever you're going to do a logo is keep it simple. The more complicated it is, I know we have all this graphic art stuff nowadays and anybody can work on any of their computers and do it, but the more complicated it is, the harder it is to get imprinted on a pen or even get digitized to be put embroidery on a shirt. You want to keep it simple, keep it easy to look at, keep it quick so that people can recognize it fast. And we had certain things that we put into your logo, the wheat, the house, and what you did. So we kept it really simple. And that's the important part, keeping it simple.
It's so funny. I know we can talk forever. It's almost time for the end of the show here, but at the end of the day, one of our big things was my wife is so into cleansiness, you know, love her to death. And she wanted us to get the hand sanitizers because she always had sanitizers, you know, like we've had them for 2 years now or something like that. And now, like, they're so hard to get. But you know what's the funniest thing now? Every time we come up to people, like at the banks or at different locations or other agents, hey, do you have any more of those hand sanitizers?
Everybody loves hand sanitizers. Especially right now. And things are going to change. I mean, we're not going to be doing businesses quite the way we used to. Things are going to change a lot. We need to look at health items, things that will help. We have pens that are antimicrobial, right. Mouse pads that are antimicrobial. Those are the kind of things that we really need to look at. But the basic idea is give something that will keep, and they'll think of you in a good way every time they use it.
So, Pam, we're coming to the end of our show, and thank you very much, and God bless you and your mother. Shout out to your mom. And your son, but at the end of the, and your whole family, how's that? Because of the little
there
ones.
There you go. Thank you.
So could you again tell us how to get a hold of you and your phone number, please?
Okay. My personal phone number is 951-805-3205. You can also call Darren, who's my son that works with me, at 951-805-3215. And you can also get us on our website at www.and, like the word and, the number 4, and then US like UnitedStates.com. So it's andforus.com. You can always reach us at any one of those, or you can call Anthony and talk to him and then get us because I know he'll give it out.
Thank you, Pam, again. So, hey, Mindy, can you take us home, please?
Well, thank you.
And one more thing, Pam, maybe after the show, we'll talk about getting a logo put on the face mask, see what we can do.
There you go.
That's a possibility.
Got the word on that.
Thank you, Pam. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Join us next week at the same time. Our guest will be Elite Home Inspection Group. This is AM590 The Answer with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate from New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. Or email us at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. Don't forget, if you are looking to buy or sell your home, please give me a call direct at 909-297-0425 or email me at mindy@newharvestrealty.com. God bless, pay it forward, and thank you for listening.